My guest at this time is Jessica Vaughn. She is the Director of Policy Studies at the Center for Immigration Studies here in Washington. She is the principal author of a new study that made a lot of waves when she revealed that the government released over 36,000 people in this country illegally who had been convicted of crimes ranging from drunk driving to even homicide. We want to get her analysis of why that is the case and what it tells us about the larger immigration debate. And Jessica, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
36,000 people. Obviously, that's a lot, and most are for offenses on the roads and so forth, but there are some for homicide, for rape, for armed robbery and so forth. What's the rationale that the government is giving for this many people being released?
Well, that's a good question, and they haven't released that information yet. But we do know that we have been told repeatedly that the administration thinks that the deportation system is catching too many people with families or people with what they refer to as minor crime. But I was very surprised to see not only the number of people who are convicted of crimes who were released, but the seriousness of some of the crimes. And you can't help but wonder what possible justification there could be for allowing someone who committed homicide to be released while they're waiting to be deported. And we do know that a lot of them don't show up for their deportation case to finish. So this becomes a problem when they slip off into the woodwork and then are able to continue preying on people in our communities.
What do you make of the argument, even putting aside the violent crimes for now, because the bulk of these are folks, you could argue that they certainly could potentially harm other people, but the administration argument that these people aren't really a threat, so we don't really need to focus on deporting them.
They're really playing Russian roulette with our safety when they say that they don't think they're a threat. We do know from other studies that have been done that a very significant share of these people do go on to commit other crimes. In fact, a 2012 study by the House Judiciary Committee found that about 58,000 crimes were committed by illegal aliens who were released instead of processed for deportation. So it's, you know, that's a gamble, and they're betting on our safety, but I would rather them, you know, err on the side of caution and keep people in custody, not only to keep us safe, but also to make sure that these individuals are deported.
We know the border enforcement components of the 1986 amnesty have never really been enforced. So to some extent, each administration has been somewhat lax on this. But when you look at this 36,000 number, is this a dramatic increase from previous administrations, or is this something that's been kind of like this all along and we just haven't paid that much attention to it?
I don't know for sure, but we do know that interior immigration enforcement has been declining under the Obama administration, that they have made a conscious effort to slow down the number of people from the interior of the country who get deported, and they've said that they don't think people who've committed what they refer to as minor crimes should necessarily be deported. The other thing that we know is that there is a cumulative total of over 300,000 convicted criminals who have been in deportation proceedings but who have not left yet. Half of them have already been ordered removed, and half of them are still waiting for their case to conclude. So certainly this administration is not the first administration to do it, but it is doing it in larger numbers than ever before.
We're talking with Jessica Vaughn. She's the Director of Policy Studies at the Center for Immigration Studies. And Jessica, one of the things this administration has talked about a lot, especially in the first part of the Obama administration, was that its border enforcement was more stringent than ever. One of the things we've learned very recently is they've kind of changed the definition of deportation, not just those who have been formally deported through the process, but those who have been turned back at the border as well. So how should we read their previous numbers in light of that redefinition?
I think the most important metric that we could look at is the size of the illegal immigrant population, which was dropping from 2007 to about 2009, and then has actually gone up a little bit. So I think that's a pretty strong indication that things are not getting any better. The other important figure to look at is the number of interior deportations, which has been dropping steadily for the last couple of years, even though the number of illegal aliens who've been identified, especially the number who've been identified after arrest, has been increasing. So these numbers are very concerning for those who think that first thing we should do when talking about immigration reform is to enforce the laws we have, because clearly they are not being enforced as vigorously as they were in the past, and the administration was able to claim this record number of deportations by counting Border Patrol arrests that got turned over to ICE instead of looking at the traditional way, which is interior enforcement, and that has definitely been dropping.
Jessica, in addition to this government, and really through executive order, deciding that those they didn't deem to be an imminent threat to American citizens should not be targeted for deportation. One of the other arguments from supporters of the administration, or at least supporters of their position on this policy, is that we don't have the money to do it. They say it costs about $12,500 per deportation, and especially if you turn back young people who have come up through the American education system, you're not only spending money to deport them, you're also losing money that they could potentially be kicking into the economy within a very short period of time. What's your rebuttal on that?
First of all, when we release people to await the outcome of their deportation hearing, it is much costlier for the government and by extension for American taxpayers, because there are two immigration court systems. One is for people who are detained, and that moves very quickly. They get their order of deportation much faster. If they're not detained, there's a backlog that is about 2 years right now. So the more people that they let out before having to await their hearing, the longer that hearing is going to take, and that gets expensive too. And of course, it gets especially expensive when the people never show up for their hearings and have to be tracked down by ICE. That's very labor-intensive, very costly. But I find it ironic also that the administration has actually asked Congress to reduce funding for detention for criminals who are in the deportation process. They asked for a 10% cut this year. And that's why it was especially shocking to find out that they are releasing criminals, even as they're saying they don't need as much money for detention space.
Jessica, last question, but it's a two-parter. What would be your suggested remedy to the problem you just outlined in terms of all these delays and having to track people down and the cost that it incurs? And secondly, how does this all fit into the larger immigration debate that the Obama administration and Speaker Boehner have made a high priority this year?
Well, the first priority ought to be never to release convicted criminal aliens back onto the streets. They ought to remove those individuals in as expeditious a way as possible, and there are the legal tools to do that. There's a type of removal called expedited removal. They should be doing that. The second thing that needs to happen, and this fits into the bigger picture, is the answer is not to detain and deport every illegal alien in the country. The answer is to have deterrence in place, such as preventing illegal employment, not allowing people who are here illegally to access social welfare systems, so that and have better border enforcement, so that fewer people will try to come here illegally, and those who are here will realize that it's not as good a deal for them to be here. So, and then over time, this becomes much less of a problem. The more we can deter illegal immigration, the fewer people will have to detain and deport.
Jessica, we'll call time there. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jessica Vaughn is Director of Policy Studies at the Center for Immigration Studies. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.